You're listening to SBS News.
When James Whale directed his two Frankenstein films in 1930s Hollywood, each featuring Boris Karloff, the story of a creature given life by science, not by God, was already more than a century old. For many people, those films still represent Frankenstein.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
A new attraction has just opened in Bath in Somerset, a city more often associated with Jane Austen. The Frankenstein House hopes to thrill, but also educate about a writer born two decades after Austen, who created the monster in 1818.
What is about to happen is not for the squeamish.
Hi, I'm Chris Harris, co-founder of Mary Shelley's House of Frankenstein in Bath. The original idea goes back many years when I had a little random idea about a museum that explored fear and phobia. It came to my attention that Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein in Bath, and that sort of triggered the old memory of horror being explored in a slightly different way using a central figure like Mary Shelley. The other reason is that Jane Austen is obviously very much celebrated in Bath. Mary Shelley spent 5 months here writing a substantial portion of this novel. I just found it a little surprising that she wasn't celebrated in the same way that Jane Austen is.
And Jane Austen, well, not literally, but as a museum subject, lives next door.
So, you know, the story of Jane is told there, and, you know, we're telling a slightly different story here.
Mary Shelley wasn't even 20 when she began Frankenstein near Lake Geneva, with later parts written in the city of Bath. The new museum tells the story of how she invented her creature, frightening but also attractive. He's been reproduced in all his hulking glory. Chris, if we walk into this room, we see the creature.
Yes, indeed. When people think of Frankenstein's creature, they tend to think of the Boris Karloff version and all the derivatives of that, the flat-headed, green-skinned, bolts-in-the-neck monster. Mary Shelley didn't write that. She wrote, "His limbs were in proportion, and I had selected his features as beautiful. Great God, his yellow skin scarcely covered the work of muscles and arteries beneath. His hair was of lustrous black and flowing, his teeth of pearly whiteness." The creature was created to be the perfect human being. The Victor Frankenstein didn't set out to create a monster. The monster was created by people's interpretation of him. A special effects company, Millennium FX, created what you see before you, which is the only true representation of the creature as Mary Shelley envisaged.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
The new museum cleverly balances the need to market the monster, including comic versions like Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, with the fascinating and complicated life of Mary Shelley.
She's, in my view, a female author who doesn't get the acclaim that she should. She's written one of the most important books in English literature, and she should be regarded as one of the top 100 Britons. She was a visionary. Well, I should just add very quickly, wrote a book called The Last Man that predicted a 21st century pandemic, which I think is quite pertinent. Mary Shelley's book was the first book to actually sort of look at what happens when science goes bad. And that's, I think, why it's been so popular for so long. With every new development, whether it's scientifically, politically, socially, or whatever, Frankenstein usually comes into the equation, the Frankenstein effect.
Chris Harris hopes some visitors will come to the new display for the creature, but be fascinated by the creator.